Good morning. My guest this morning is Jason Perdue, and he is the program director of the 8th annual Sebastopol Documentary Film Festival. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So is this the first year you have worked on the festival?
Oh, no. I was one of the original founders and have been the program director since year two.
Let's make sure that people know that this festival begins on Thursday, March 26th and goes all the way through Sunday, March 29th. Why don't you give us a little bit of preview of some of the events that will be occurring during that long weekend?
Well, we're definitely going to kick off with one of the most spectacular films we've ever screened at the film festival. It's called How to Change the World, and it's a history of Greenpeace told through the archival footage that they shot meticulously throughout the first several years of their existence. And we're really excited about bringing this film. It's the California premiere of the film. It just won an award at Sundance in January. And the director, Jerry Rothwell, will be in attendance, as well as two of the founders of Greenpeace that are going to come for question and answers after the film. Yeah.
How old is Greenpeace?
Greenpeace was founded in the early 70s.
Oh, what a great opportunity.
Yeah.
What about the Les Blank
Retrospective. It's Les Blank was legendary Bay Area documentary filmmaker and very well respected in the documentary community, and he passed away a couple of years ago, and we wanted to honor him and all of the work that he did with so many Bay Area documentary filmmakers by bringing back some of his films, and is being curated by Maureen Gosling, was his longtime filmmaking partner. And really the focus of this is not just his great films, but also the mentoring and teaching that he did to so many filmmakers. So we have a lot of his collaborators and people coming to honor him and to thank him through showing his films.
I do believe he's the patron saint of documentary filmmakers.
Yeah, just about. I mean, I think that there's the lineage of Les Blank filmmakers is very long.
A good opening night, too. Talk about that, the 26th.
Well, so after the film, we're going to have our traditional, opening night party, which will just be a great celebration. A lot of the filmmakers will be there, get to mingle with the audience, and just kick off what's going to be 4 days of amazing films. We're going to show 70 films over the 4 days in Fond 5.
70 films.
Yeah.
So what are you most looking forward to seeing, Jason?
Well, I've seen all the films, but,
perfect question to ask you then.
Yeah.
Because you've had a look in advance.
Yeah, I would say that one of the most special things we're bringing actually is a sneak preview of Les Blank's final documentary work, which was actually finished posthumously by one of these collaborators, Gina Lebrecht. And so we're showing it as a sneak preview. We can't reveal the title until the night of the film because its actual premiere is actually scheduled after our film festival. But because of the tribute, they allowed us to screen it. So we're really honored and looking forward to that.
What was the name of his Cajun film, J'étais au bar?
Yeah, we're showing that.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, it's actually been quite popular. If anybody wants tickets to that, they better get them right now because it's been almost our most popular film,
Right. It's definitive work, really, on just exactly what the life of these mysterious Acadian folk from Canada who migrated to Louisiana back in the back at the turn of the century, really.
Yeah, amazing.
It sounds like a fantastic show, and to have collected all those films together it must have been a Herculean task.
Well, yeah, it was. I mean, we had more films submitted this year for consideration than we ever have. We had over 500 films that were sent in from literally every corner of the world that we had to sift through and come up with this program. But because of that, I think that we have the strongest program we've ever had. Really no holes in it. I feel like you could throw a dart at the schedule and be happy with the film that you choose.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much for coming in, Jason.
Yeah, thank you.
Alerting us. Better get those tickets quickly, folks. This is the 8th Sebastopol Documentary Film Festival, Thursday the 26th through Sunday the 29th. For information and tickets, telephone number 829-4797, online sebastopolfilmfestival.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Cinema Spotlight. Enjoy your day.